These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. They're right here. Feeling what sort of mood?
Late.
Ready.
Ready. They all say ready. Taking on our quiz champions today are the Curry Club from Scunthorpe. Now, this team have been friends for over 20 years and meet up once a week to take part in a pub quiz at their local, The Dolphin. It has become a tradition for them to celebrate or commiserate with a curry afterwards. Let us meet them.
Hi, I'm Phil, and I'm a postman.
Hello, I'm Dave. I'm the managing director of a building company.
Hi, I'm Bob, and I'm a company director.
Hello, I'm Steve, and I'm a project engineer.
Hello, I'm Colin, and I'm a senior manager in the financial services industry.
So, Phil, team, welcome. Good
Thank
to
you.
See you.
Thank
because
you.
Obviously we've got a bit of a routine going with the quiz and the curry.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the Dolphin like?
It's a great local pub. Serves good beer and, that's all that matters, really.
Of course. And you quiz together or against each other?
No, we quiz together as a team, yeah.
And then tell us about the curry house.
Well, the curry house is a local curry house, so we can stagger two from the pub.
And that's just a normal curry house as well?
So that's absolutely right.
Has it got the flock wallpaper or is it all the sort of fancy new...
Oh, it's
new
quite
interior.
Modern and new, yeah.
New interior?
New interior,
And
yeah.
you can handle that, can you? Because I'm
We've
never sure.
We've paid for it over the years.
Oh, so you paid for it. All right, well, I hope there's a nice slap-up curry after this.
Absolutely.
Okay? And you beat them. That's the main thing. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. So, Curry Club, the Eggheads have won the last four games, which means £5,000 says you can't beat them today. And the first head-to-head battle for you is on the subject of film and TV.
Oh, right.
Film and TV. Who would like this?
Did we... was that Dave?
Do you want me to take it?
Dave?
Or Steve?
No, save Steve. Steve's geography.
Save Steve.
I think Dave should take this one.
Dave.
Film
and TV.
Okay, I'll take it, yeah.
Okay, Dave. And against which Eckhead? They're all looking alluring.
Yeah, what do you think?
Did you say Chris?
Yeah. Do you want to take him? Chris?
Yeah. We'd like to take Chris.
Yeah.
Dave from the Curry Club against... You sense another curry man, I can tell.
Definitely.
Chris from the Eggheads.
Yeah.
To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? So, Chris, you are a curry man as well, aren't you, I think?
I like a good curry, yeah. But even I steer clear of the dreaded fowl.
The fowl is the hottest one, isn't it?
Yes, it's very dry, very hot, yeah.
What do you go into a curry house and order normally?
Usually Madras or Vindaloo, chicken or beef.
Well, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, don't mind the hot, but the fowl is just that one step too far.
How's that, Dave? You think you and Chris could get on in a curry house?
No, that's definitely too hot for me. I'm a bit of a wimp when it comes to the hot curries. I just like a nice mild curry.
What, you'd go for a korma, would you?
No, a bit hot. I do like a balti or a pathia, chicken pathia, which is my favourite, probably, yeah.
All right, tremendous. Yeah. Well, I think we'll be taking orders throughout the programme.
Jeremy, when I was in India a while ago, I had a penchant for naans, and I acquired a nickname because I ate so many every meal. I was known as Nine Naan Barry.
Nine Naan Barry. OK, it's all coming out now, isn't it? So it's Dave versus Chris, film and TV. Dave, do you want to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please.
Here is your question. Released in 2014, the fourth instalment of which film franchise has the subtitle Age of Extinction? Is that Transformers, Planet of the Apes, or The Expendables?
Right, the fourth... it's definitely not Planet of the Apes. There's only been two of those. Expendables, I've not seen that. I'm almost certain it's the Transformers. So, I'll go with Transformers.
You're absolutely right, Dave. Well done. Transformers.
And it became the 10th most successful film of all time at the international box office.
Really?
Yep.
Watched by teenagers mainly?
Mainly, yeah, but it took about $1.2 billion at the international box office.
Chris, get those naans out of your mind, Chris. Who played the title role in The Wolf of Wall Street? Was that Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio or Russell Crowe?
Wolf of Wall Street. City shark type. Not Russell Crowe, he's more like the bother boy of Wall Street. I think it was Christian Bale either. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio is correct. Well done. OK, Dave, your question. Which British actress plays the role of the villainous Cersei Lannister in the TV series Game of Thrones? Is it Amanda Donahoe, Lena Headey, or Keira Knightley?
Well, I do follow this programme, actually. I'm quite a fan, and one of our teammates, Colin, I think he's read... He's on Series 7 of the books already, so he'll probably know this as well, but I know it is Lena Headey.
Lena Headey is quite right, Dave. Well done. So, 2 out of 2. Nicely done. Bit of pressure on Chris now. Which actress has appeared in the films The Other Woman, Night and Day, and What Happens in Vegas? Is that Reese Witherspoon, Lindsay Lohan, or Cameron Diaz?
What Happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not the sort of film I ever watch at all. It's not classy enough for Cameron Diaz, I don't think. I don't know, but I'll go for Reese Witherspoon.
Cameron Diaz is the right answer. OK, Dave, if you get this right, you're in the final round. Who played the journalist Sidney Schoenberg in the 1984 film The Killing Fields? Is it Peter Fonda, Sam Waterston, or James Brolin?
84. I have seen the film, and I'm just trying to picture it now. I'm drawn towards Peter Fonda. I don't know why. I'm going to go with Peter Fonda.
Is he right, Hicks?
No, so Sam Waterston.
Sam Waterston is the answer, not Peter Fonda. OK, Chris, your chance to get back in the game. The TV series Dexter, starring Michael C. Hall, was based on novels by which crime writer? Is that Jeff Lindsay, J.D. Robb, or Sue Grafton?
Something at the back of my mind is saying Sue Grafton.
Sue Grafton is your answer. If you got it wrong, Chris, you're out. You know that. Jeff Lindsay is the right answer, Chris. Mm-hmm. Jeff Lindsay did the books, and that means, Dave, you're through to the final round. Well done. Good start for these challenges here. Chris, bad luck. You're not in the final. Go back to thinking about the naan bread and the poppadoms. Please, both of you, come back, rejoin your teammates, and we'll play on. So, another good start by a team of challengers. The Curry Club has still got all their brains. The Eggheads have lost Chris. And the next subject is science. This good for you?
Oh, yes. How are we doing that one?
Phil against who? Not Chris.
What are you thinking?
Judith.
Fancy going for Judith?
Yeah, Judith.
Judith, please, Jeremy.
All right, so it is Phil from the Curry Club and it's Judith on science. How about that? Why are you smiling there? Pleased?
I sort of thought it might be coming.
Yeah, well, it's not sport. That's the good thing.
No, that's true.
To ensure there's no conferring, please go to the question room now. So, Phil, you're a postman in Scunthorpe?
I'm a postman, yes.
We've had quite a number of postmen through recently, so I wonder if it's a general knowledge quizzing thing that you're somehow getting all the knowledge in.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
How are the dogs in Scunthorpe?
Well, it depends where you go in Scunthorpe, but a majority of them seem to go for the postman, yes.
And have you been bitten at all?
I have, yes. On a couple of occasions, yes. One on my thigh and one on my finger.
It doesn't get any better, that, does it?
It's certainly not, no.
No. All right, we're on science. Would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
And here is your question. The bollworm and inchworm typically grow up to become which type of creature? Is it praying mantis, moth, or spider?
Right, I haven't heard the bollworm associated with a spider, nor a moth. So I'm going to go for a praying mantis.
Any ideas here, eggheads?
Moth.
Moth is the answer. Oh. Not the praying mantis. Judith, which of these birds has types called house and tree? Sparrow, snipe, or starling?
Well, you have house sparrows, tree sparrows. I don't think you have house snipe or house starling, so I think it's sparrow.
Sparrow is the right answer, Judith. Well done. Nothing better for you, is there? Science round and then a bird question.
Yes.
You love it. Back to you, Phil. What is the most common natural colour of the semi-precious stone called lapis lazuli? Is it pink, yellow, or blue?
Lapis lazuli.
L-A-P-I-S and then L-A-Z-U-L-I, lapis lazuli.
I haven't heard that term before. Lapis. I'm going to go straight down the middle and say yellow.
I think Judith will know this one. Is it yellow, Judith?
No, it's blue. And it used to be ground up, made into the colour known as ultramarine for painters?
Blue is the answer, Phil, sorry. So, Judith, if you get this right, you've knocked Phil out. In wireless and mobile phone communication, what does the letter G stand for in 3G, 4G and 5G? Is it guide, generation or gigabyte?
I'm hopeless, this kind of thing. I think it's generation.
Generation is your answer, yes. As in third and fourth and fifth yes. generation, yeah.
Is that right?
Phil, is she right?
She's right.
You're right, it is. It is correct. Got it, Judith. Well done. You are in the final round. Sorry, Phil, you've been knocked out there. She does like her science, but your team is still in it. Please come back to us and we'll play on. As it stands, the Curry Club have lost a brain now from the final round. The Eggheads have lost one too, though, so level pegging. Hold steady here, guys. The next subject is geography. Now, who from Curry Club would like this?
I think you have to be Steve. Steve.
Steve, OK. Against which Eggheads? Kevin or Barry or CJ?
I think you should go for CJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we go for CJ.
You can indeed. So Steve from the Curry Club versus CJ from the Eggheads. Geography, we know we've got some weak spots there.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Jeremy.
Uh-huh. I won't say any more. Please take your positions in the question room. Are you well travelled, Steve?
Well, this year I've had maybe more holidays than normal. Been to Egypt, Portugal, southern Italy.
Oh, Pompeii and all that?
Pompeii, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you get back, you have a curry as fast as possible?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of days after.
I'm thinking curry isn't really your food, CJ.
I don't mind curry. I mean, I don't even mind hot, spicy food. But for me, if I'm going to eat that sort of food, I want depth of flavour rather than just heat.
Right. Interesting. Didn't know that. Geography then, Steve. Would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
And here we go with your first question, Steve. Morecambe Bay is located on which body of water? Is it the Irish Sea, North Sea or English Channel?
Morecambe. I think that's West Coast, so... Irish Sea, Jeremy.
Irish Sea is correct. Well done. CJ, which of these countries shares a border with Greece? Is it Poland, Hungary or Macedonia?
That would be Macedonia.
Macedonia is also correct. You've been there?
No, been to northern Greece, but didn't quite cross over the border.
OK, one each. What is the highest point in the Caucasus mountain range? Steve, is it Mount Toubkal, Mount Elbrus or Mount Ararat?
Not really sure about this one. I think it's Mount Ararat.
Anyone know here?
Elbrus.
Steve, it's Mount Elbrus. So CJ has a chance to take the lead. What is the approximate population of Egypt? CJ, is it 87 million, 157 million, or 227 million?
Well, 227 would be too high. If you've got Cairo, which is the most populous city in Africa, although probably not for long, Lagos is on the verge of overtaking it. And that's got nearly 30 million in it, I think. But 157 still seems too high to me, I think, so I'll go for 87 million.
Very good, it is 87 million. 87 million is the correct answer. Well done, CJ. So he's ahead, Steve, so you need to get this one right to stay in. The coastal arch called Durdle Door is a well-known tourist attraction in which English county? Is it Kent, Dorset or Cornwall?
I'm assuming that's something like a stack off the coast. I think it's between Cornwall and Dorset. I would have to guess at Cornwall, I think.
Durdle Door is actually in Dorset. Sorry, Steve. I think he's got the round. I know he's got the round. CJ has taken it with those two correct answers and will be in the final round. So please, both of you, rejoin your teams. So, the Curry Club have now lost two brains from the final round. The Eggheads have lost one. Let's have one more round before the final. It's going to be sport, gentlemen. Who wants this?
Yeah, I guess that's me, Jeremy. That's
Bob. Bob, yeah. In the middle, against which Egghead can be either Barry or Kevin?
I'd take Barry, please, Jeremy.
All right, I'm sensing you like your sport.
I do, yes, I do.
Yeah, good. I think Barry does as well. Bob from the Curry Club, Barry from the Eggheads, please go to the question room now. So sport is your thing, Bob?
It is, yes, Jeremy. I love sport.
What sort of sport do you play yourself?
Golf.
Right.
Yeah.
Ever get a hole in one?
Yes, I have. Much to the annoyance of a couple of members of the panel, the Curry Club, I should say. But I don't talk about it much.
No, but it's my fault for raising it. But so you were on a course and you hit it and it went in the hole. That's I guess, what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
What a nice feeling. And do you then abandon the game and just go and buy the drinks?
No, we finished the game and we finished off with a nice couple of bottles of champers. On yours truly, of course.
Good stuff. And you've played darts, I know. You've played Eric Bristow.
I certainly have. I won a competition to write a slogan for a drainage company. And the prize was to go play Eric Bristow at the NEC. And, he beat me. 11 darted me, actually.
All right. Well, darts, golf, we'll see what comes up here. You're against Barry. Would you like to go first or second, Bob?
First, please, Jeremy.
And here we go. Good luck. Which of these sprinters won an Olympic gold medal in 1980? Was it Alan Wells, Linford Christie or Donovan Bailey?
1980. That's Linford Christie era. Don't know if he won a gold or not. Donovan Bailey, not sure. I've got a feeling it was the Scotsman, Alan Wells.
It was indeed Alan Wells. Well done. I wasn't sure. I thought you were veering away for a second there. OK, Barry. In golf, what name is given to a score of one over par on a hole? Bob would know this. Is it eagle, birdie or bogey?
Birdie is one under par, and eagle is two under par, but one over par is a bogey.
Bogey is the right answer. One each. Bob, which footballer made the news in 2014 when it was reported that he was considering leaving his club because they forgot to celebrate his birthday? Was it Joey Barton, Yaya Toure or David Silva?
Well, I certainly don't think it'd be Joey Barton. David Silva, I think he was a Manchester City player. Yes, he was. Yes, of course he was. But I'm nearly sure it's Yaya Toure.
Yaya Toure is the right answer. Barry, your question to catch up. At the 2014 Commonwealth Games, Claudia Fragapani won 4 gold medals at the age of 16 in which event? Bowls, gymnastics or cycling?
16. I think she was a gymnast.
She was indeed a gymnast. Well done, gymnastics. Bobby's proving difficult to throw off, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Which tennis player won her second ladies singles title at Wimbledon in 2014? Lina, Marion Bartoli or Petra Kvitova?
OK. I really haven't got any reason to discount the other two, but I'm leaning towards Petra Kvitova.
You're a very good player, Petra Kvitova. It absolutely was, Bob. Well done. Some good time spent in front of the TV, I'm sensing. Enjoying many sports. So Barry is under pressure now. Barry, if you get this wrong, you're out. And your shirt will be out as well.
I would hope so.
The Austrian Toto Wolff is a famous name in which sport? Boxing, motor racing or horse racing?
Toto Wolff. I've not heard of the name, but I can't believe he's a boxer. Or in horse racing. I think he's involved in motor racing, Toto Wolff.
Is he right, Bob? Do you know the answer?
I would probably guess at motor racing.
Looks right, yeah. Actually, it is. Well done, Barry. Motor racing it is. So, look, 3 points each. Perfect round for you both, which is a bit inconvenient for the Curry Club. You've not thrown Barry off his line yet. We go to sudden death. Bit harder, Bob. I don't give you alternatives, OK?
OK.
Which female golfer won the US Women's Open in 2014 to claim her first major tournament at the age of 24?
24? I don't think it was Michelle Wee. I might just retract what I've said. It could be Michelle Wee. It could be Stacey Lewis. But the Paula Creamer, no, she's too old. I'm not sure, Jeremy, but I'm going to go with Michelle Wee.
Michelle Wee it is. Well done. Nice work. Barry, in 1998, who became the first New Zealander to hold the position of head coach of the Welsh National Rugby Union team?
Oh, I know his name and it's just not coming. Oh, I do know this. No, I'm afraid this is just not coming. It's in my head and I just can't get it out, I'm afraid. I'll have to pass.
OK. Pass is taken. Graham Henry is the answer.
Oh, of course it is.
I thought you'd get that like a shot.
Oh.
With your love of rugby. Well done, Bob. You knocked him out. Sudden death and you knocked him out. So it's very, very evenly matched, this contest so far. Getting very, very exciting. Please, both of you, rejoin your teammates. So this is what we have been playing towards. It is time for the final round, which, as always, is general knowledge. But I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So that's Phil and Steve from the Curry Club and Barry and Chris from the Eggheads. Please leave the studio. Well, Dave, Bob, Colin, you're here. Well done. We lost a couple along the way, but the curry got hotter during the game, didn't it? Definitely got hotter.
That one did.
You're now playing to win the Curry Club £5,000, which will be a great celebration meal if you do. CJ, Judith and Kevin, you're playing for something that money simply can't buy, which is, as you know, the Egghead's reputation. Back on track, putting a run together. Will it now be derailed? As usual, I will ask each team three questions in turn. This time the questions are all general knowledge and you are allowed to confer. So, Curry Club, the question is, are your three brains able to take on and win against the Egghead's three? And would you like to go first or second?
We've done well so far, or better than we thought, going first, so we'll stick to that formula.
OK, Dave, Bob and Colin, good luck here. Here's your first question. In politics, which bird's name is used to describe someone who is in favour of using an aggressive military policy? Is it pigeon, chaffinch or hawk?
I can say I've not heard of that before.
No, I've not heard this term. Could we have the question again, Jeremy, please?
In politics, which bird's name is used to describe someone who is in favour of using an aggressive military policy? Is it pigeon, chaffinch or hawk?
Well, surely you'd go.
By the very nature of
pigeon's
the...
Pigeon's a bit too much than chaffinch, but I would say hawk.
But when you look at the alternatives, pigeon and chaffinch, it doesn't lend itself to being offensive.
Chaffinch is very pretty,
It's got to be hawk.
We'll say hawk, Jeremy.
Hawk is the right answer. OK. Eggheads. Golden Helmet of Mambrino and Knight of the Woeful Countenance are songs from which stage musical? Fiddler on the Roof, Man of La Mancha or Little Shop of Horrors?
It's not Little Shop.
No, I mean, Knight of the Sorrowful Countenance is a phrase from Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Man of La Mancha.
Yeah.
I think it's the one that's... based on the story of Don Quixote, it's Man of La Mancha.
Man of La Mancha is correct. Over to you. Which of these is an important figure in the mythology of Mesopotamia? Wendigo, Gilgamesh, or Loki?
Loki. If you go by your films, Loki would be
Mesopotamia. North. Yeah, well, Mesopotamia is Greek.
Yes.
It's not Greek, so.
Yeah.
Wendigo. Shall we go with that? Go with Gilgamesh.
Yeah, we'll go with Gilgamesh.
Because it sounds...
Mesopotamian.
It sounds Mesopotamian. Yeah, yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah. It's the right answer. Well done, Gilgamesh it is. Can I ask them to fill us in? Anyone help fill us in here? Oh. Gilgamesh?
He was a legendary king of Uruk, I think, was the city. And so he's the sort of principal human mythological figure in Mesopotamian story, myth.
All right. And Loki's not?
Loki's
Norse.
Wendigo is North American.
OK, you know your mythical figures. Here's your question. Which former Prime Minister was nicknamed the Grey Man? Tony Blair, Harold Wilson, or John Major?
It's John Major. Glad to be grey.
Yeah. We think that was John Major.
John Major is the correct answer. OK, over to you. You've got two right, they've got two right. Get this one right, put the pressure on them. In 1952, Maurice Kinn bought and then relaunched which magazine for £1,000, 15 minutes, before it was due to go bankrupt? Punch, NME, or Time?
52.
Oh, Punch is a lot older than 1952.
Punch is very, very old.
Owl's Time. I don't think it'd be NME, do you?
Time, well, NME.
No,
well,
it wouldn't be NME. New Musical Express.
New Musical Express, I mean, yeah.
The charts didn't start until the 50s, did they? So, well, 52 the charts started. So, obviously, me, I wouldn't have thought they'd print it before then. So, I don't know.
The American Time.
I would rule that NME.
I would, yeah. Definitely. And I think Punch is a lot older.
Bought it and relaunched it.
Something's drawing me to Time.
We'll have a stab at Time.
Time magazine is your answer. It's actually NME. Mm-hmm. Just before it went bankrupt in 52. Relaunched, still going strong.
Yeah. 52 was when they started the charts.
The charts, yeah, 52.
It was 1950, because the first one was towards the end of 1952, so it's probably connected with a revamp. Yeah,
a revamp, in a big way. All right, so they got that wrong, eggheads. If you get this right, the contest is over. Which comedian voiced Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace, appeared in Shaun of the Dead, and co-created the spoof science programme Look Around You? Is that Richard Herring, Peter Serafinowicz, or Russell Howard?
Well, Serafinowicz is the one, I think. But can we have the question again, just to make sure, please?
Which comedian voiced Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace, appeared in Shaun of the Dead, and co-created the spoof science programme Look Around You?
Well, I've always understood that Serafinowicz was Darth Maul.
OK.
But unless you think it's one of the others. I've seen Shaun of the Dead, and I'm trying to...
Yeah, I've seen it. But
I can't think Richard Herring or Russell Howard are in it. Serafinowicz would play a sort of background character in it, possibly. But that was my initial thought when I heard Darth Maul.
Well, if you've got that in your mind, because I don't know this one.
I can't imagine it's Russell Howard for Darth Maul anyway.
Yeah.
And Serafinowicz is the sort of actor you'd think would portray a character like that.
Okay.
And I may have this completely wrong, but there's something in the back of my mind saying he is in Shaun of the Dead.
Right, okay. Right.
But that would be my instinct.
Yeah, we don't know it. So in that sense, so I think that's best to go
for
that. If you've got that,
apologies if it's wrong. But I've got
No. I think that sounds fine. Then.
Okay.
We will go for Peter Serafinowicz.
If you've got this right, the contest is over. They've played very well. Got three in the final. If you've got it wrong, we go to sudden death. Eggheads, the answer is Peter Serafinowicz, and we say congratulations. You have won. So you got Mesopotamia, but not the NME. That's
talked ourselves out.
The Mesopotamia answer was a great one. Yeah. But commiserations, Curry Club. Definitely still a case for a good curry now, I think.
Oh, definitely.
For sure. But the Eggheads have done what comes naturally to them. They reign still supreme over Quizland. Does mean you won't be going home with the £5,000 and the money rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, congratulations. I'm wondering if you're ever going to be beaten.
Thanks.
Yeah. Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat the Eggheads. £6,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.